All Indiana Politics
is your premier source for Indiana politics.
Focusing on issues that matter to you.
I still want us to be the best in the Midwest.
We can't afford another lockdown.
Give the citizens of this country the relief they need.
Education in the state of Indiana remains priority number one.
In-depth, nonpartisan coverage.
We don't know exactly where the economy will be in January.
People are worried with good reason.
Exclusive interviews with Indiana's political leaders.
We have the resources here in the state of Indiana to care for those who are in need.
Expert analysis on critical legislation.
We need to reform those laws.
This recovery is going to take some time.
We've got to anticipate that there'll be a budget shortfall.
From Wish TV, this is All Indiana Politics Podcast on the All Indiana Podcast Network.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of All Indiana Politics. Thank you for joining us after an extraordinary week in Indiana politics. So much to talk about today. So let's start with that dramatic Friday in the Indiana House of Representatives. The House passed its version of the abortion bill. The final vote was 62-28. The bill would ban abortions with the exceptions for rape, incest, and the life and health of the mother. It followed several hours of emotional debate from lawmakers, including some opponents who wanted to ban, who wanted no ban at all. Others who thought it didn't go far enough.
Abortion is taking the intentional taking of a human life. The result of an abortion is the death of a child. I believe in the sanctity of life, and I believe life begins at conception. I believe life is a gift. This body has the duty to protect life.
Us sitting in this chamber, I don't know what the median age is, and most of this group being male, I just don't understand why you feel your beliefs should be put upon every woman in the state. I believe you really believe that you have the right to dictate to all young women, women of childbearing years, what they should do when it comes to the issue of abortion.
The U.S. Supreme Court made the decision to move the abortion rights to the state level, which is peeled an onion on the details of abortion, showing layers and layers of such a difficult topic that I wasn't prepared for. I wasn't prepared to debate this topic in specificity, much less in 2 weeks' time. We are moving too fast for fruitful discussion. Rushed decisions make bad decisions.
Friday's vote came just over 24 hours after the Indy Chamber of Commerce called on lawmakers to not move forward with the abortion ban right now. Richard Essex explains.
The Indy Chamber of Commerce, which is typically lockstep with Republican legislators, is asking the entire General Assembly to slow down on the abortion bill.
This process has felt rushed. There's not a lot of clarity.
The Indy Chamber of Commerce represents the interests of hundreds of Indianapolis and Marion County businesses at the State House. Their membership rolls are the who's who of business and industry in the capital city, and they are telling lawmakers to put the brakes on the abortion bill.
We've got a General Assembly who is looking to address a policy over the last 50 years in a less than 4 week span. And so that's exacerbated some of the problems. That process itself has exacerbated the problems for our membership.
The Indy Chamber says the rush process to pass the abortion bill is at best detrimental to the state and at worst reckless. They say the bill does not address legal risks for doctors, could make recruiting and retention for the healthcare and other emergency industries difficult, plus have a negative impact on tourism and convention investments.
Members of the General Assembly, particularly the governor and on the Senate side, in the House, the supermajority, they want to push that agenda.
Democrat State Representative Greg Porter welcomes the Indy Chamber's concerns. He says there are similarities with the abortion bill and the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, commonly called RFRA.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, remember when RFRA hit, there were a group of individuals then when they passed and the business community spoke out against it. Then they tweaked it a little bit and the business community said, come by, everybody come together. And so it's another piece of legislation that is transforming as we speak.
The Indy Chamber of Commerce says if the abortion bill passes and is signed into law by the governor, they will be back in the State House in January working to fix the legislation. In downtown Indianapolis, Richard Essex, Wish TV, iTeam 8.
In other news coming out of the State House, Republicans have also presented a new version of the inflation relief plan. This one calls for a $200 taxpayer rebate, less than Governor Eric Holcomb requested, but it would be available to everyone in the state, including those who did not file tax returns this spring. It would also cap the state's gasoline tax. Governor Eric Holcomb has said that he will sign the bill. Now to the stunning news of the death of Indiana Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. The Republican from South Bend and two staff members died in a crash in Elkhart County Wednesday. The sheriff there now says Walorski was the passenger in an SUV that crossed the center line and hit a second car. The driver of that car also died. Jackie Walorski was first elected to Congress in 2012 after serving three terms in the state legislature. Indiana senators remembered her from the state floor.
I, for one, am truly devastated. I know that Jackie loved the state of Indiana. She loved the Hoosiers throughout the state. She had an incredible sense of humor, incredibly smart, so talented in many ways, and she'll be missed.
All of us, you're on the road a lot, and you spend those hours, endless sometimes, you never imagine that one day that could happen. When I heard that, it's like the ultimate gut punch. Emma Thompson, Zach Potts, along with her, three Hoosiers that we will miss. It's hard to come up with the words to say, how did that happen and how do you get through it? But for most of us, and especially in my case with Jackie, one of the first great Hoosiers I got to know on my own journey. She will be missed, and our condolences to all of the families.
And on Capitol Hill, a tribute to the Congresswoman and the staff members, Emma Thompson and Zach Potts, her congressional office door draped in black ribbon to honor the three. We also want to share part of the tribute from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. She says Walorski lived a life of service, whether caring for impoverished children in Romania, representing her community in the Indiana State House, or serving nearly a decade in the House. She passionately brought the voices of her North Indiana constituents to the Congress, and she was admired by colleagues on both sides of the aisle for her personal kindness. I also asked Indiana Republican Party Chair Kyle Hupfer for his reaction.
No, you really just can't wrap your head around it. I mean, the tragedy of this accident with Jackie and Zach and Emma is just, you know, it's hard to quantify. I mean, it's going to leave a huge gap in so many lives and so many efforts that all three were involved in that you really can't measure it.
What is Walorski's legacy in Indiana politics and government, and how do you think she'll be remembered?
Well, I think from those who had the privilege of working with her, as I did, and I got the opportunity to introduce her on numerous occasions, I would always say that I look to her for an example of a fighter for what she believed in, and I think that's how she'll be remembered. I mean, she had so many causes that she was passionate about, but none more than the folks that lived in her congressional district. And you know, her and her husband had been missionaries, and she just was always a servant leader to others. But you knew where Jackie stood on issues. She was certainly not afraid to tell you, and then she fought for what she believed in.
Yeah. And we mentioned earlier, and you mentioned it too, Kyle, that other people also died, unfortunately, in this crash. Zach Potts and Emma Thompson, you knew them as well. They worked with the Congresswoman, right?
They did. I didn't know Emma as well, but Zach, I knew better. He was also the county chairman in his home county and the district chairman. So he sat on the Republican State Committee. So I've worked closely with Zach for years, and his loss is a hard one as well. You know, someone that we all knew, and you know, people don't always realize the value that these staffers bring and what a team it is for an elected official. And you know, these folks are out on the road You know, it's August recess. You know, you don't think about how much time candidates and their teams spend driving around until you have something like this occur. And life is precious, and it can be taken away so easily. Mm-hmm. And all three of them were such dedicated public servants and were out doing during an August recess what they do, which is going around and talking to their constituents.
Our thanks to Chairman Kyle Hupfer. Services for Representative Walorski have been set for this coming week visitation. It's Wednesday from noon to 7 p.m. and the funeral is Thursday at 11. Both will be at the Granger Community Church in Granger. We are planning live coverage of that funeral for you here on Wish TV. All right, coming up, we bring in Indiana's best political team to talk about Representative Walorski and the abortion debate next on All Indiana Politics.
Every business is unique and has a target audience. If you own or manage a business, Circulus Digital Media can help you connect and grow your customer base with turnkey digital solutions that are nimble, offering best-in-class results, service, and support to reach a bigger customer base, allowing you to pinpoint a specific audience down to the smallest details. Get outside the city, the state, span the globe. Put Circulus Digital Media to work for you. Get started now at CirculusDigital.com. That's CirculusDigital.com.
Welcome back to All Indiana Politics. As we welcome back two members of Indiana's best political team, Tom John, former Marion County Republican Party chairman, and Kip Tu, the former chairman of the Indiana Democratic Party. Gentlemen, good to see you. I want to start with the death of Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. Tom, I want to go to you first here. Your reaction to her death and what her legacy will be here in Indiana.
Well, I mean, the reaction, I think, throughout the political community of a lot of people who knew her, and I think she was truly beloved by all of the people she had worked with in Indianapolis when she was serving the state at the State House and the people of her district. And so, I mean, it's complete shock. And I can tell you from the number of people that both I talked to in the state, but even the outpouring of love and appreciation for her from people across the country that I've received and others have received. I mean, it's really, really sad. I mean, she's somebody I think that will be remembered for and defined by her courage. She was somebody that would take stands and somebody who sometimes would part with their caucus, sometimes would do things that were not necessarily what would be the politically expedient thing, but were the things she thought were right. I think she's somebody that when you think back, you'll think about how hard she worked both on the campaign trail to get elected in a district that certainly when she first got elected was no mean feat, but then served that district in a great way and very hardworking way for the rest of her career, and somebody that I think the district truly loved and appreciated what she did for him. And, you know, an example of the courage that she had is she was the 51st vote for the toll road. As somebody who lived in the area and was affected by the toll road deal, but yet saw that as something that was good for the entire state and made the vote that she thought was right. Yeah. And I mean, on sort of a personal level, she was an infectious person. Like, she just, when you saw her, she couldn't help but make you smile. She couldn't help but engage with you and light up the room. And it's a real true loss for Hoosiers. And
to your point, Tom, we had her here in studio not too long ago, and she really did have a big personality. Kip, just shocking when we got that news earlier in the week.
It sure was very shocking. And, you know, as you can tell, Tom and I are good friends, and we're on the opposite sides of the political spectrum. But when something like this happens, you know, we tend to all kind of close hands and share in the grief. I knew Representative Walorski from her time as a state representative. She was an effective leader. She was an effective politician. It's a loss for her constituents. It's a loss for the district up there, and it's a terrible, terrible tragedy for her and her two staffers. Our hearts and prayers go out to everybody involved.
And those two staffers, they were in their 20s, Emma Thompson and Zach Potts, and then the other person also involved in this as well, the other person, the other vehicle. We should also remember her too. You know, and we'll get into the abortion debate in a moment, but real quick, we had it earlier in the show. I mean, you politicians spend a lot of time out on the roads. Senator Braun talked about that, Tom. This is dangerous stuff, and you're spending a lot of hours out there.
And I've had a few conversations this week about it that, frankly, but for the grace of God, there go I. Those of us who've done statewide campaigns, and I know Kip knows that well, you're at events to all hours, and then you're up early, and you're traveling, and you're talking to the constituents and talking to voters, and then you've got your official duties, and it's a lot. And you, just the mere fact of being out there, you're at risk anytime you're on the road. You're much safer on a plane to D.C. than you are on the highways of the state, just by statistics. And the people who are like Jackie, who work as hard as she did, you really are putting yourself in risk when you drive all those miles and you're around, that at some point just a tragedy will happen like it did
Kip,
here.
Kip, I would imagine you spend some time out on the road. Did you ever think about that?
Certainly. And, you know, I we don't know exactly what happened here, and I don't want to speculate. But I will say, I think Indiana roads are a little bit more dangerous than they used to be, principally because people are spending too much time looking at their phones. And I think that we need to get tougher on those laws so that people are safer, pedestrians, bicyclists, and fellow motorists. We have to really stop looking at our telephones. I don't know that happened here, but I think it's one lesson that maybe we can learn from this.
I completely agree, and I think a lot of people at home probably do as well. Again, we don't want to speculate. We don't know what the details were, but just driving in today, I saw several people on their phones out on the roads. Gentlemen, stick with us. We'll be right back. We have another big topic to talk about after the break. And welcome back. Let's turn now to the debate over Indiana's potential ban on abortion. Did Republicans go too far, I think, is the question that I want to start with here. And Kip, I'll go to you. The impact this could have on our state moving forward if this passes.
Well, let me start by saying I think that what we're seeing here is potential seismic activity of an earthquake in the political sphere. People always say, you know, politics changes all the time, and I'm certainly picking up some seismic activity. If you look at what has happened since the Dodd's decision came down, what happened in Kansas this week is not something anybody expected. People thought it was going to be close. It was not close. Looking at some of the post-election data with Nate Silver and others who say it was a lot of Republicans who crossed over and voted to preserve choice in the state of Kansas. And so I think there is some peril that Republicans are under here in the state of Indiana by going the way that they're going.
Tom?
Well, certainly I think that Kansas is a cautionary tale for people as they make their decisions and vote in the state house. I think this is an issue that one of the interesting points is, for so long, and we talked about this before, it was an esoteric argument that all of a sudden now is very real, and there are a lot of, frankly, messy details in the debates that take some time to flesh out. And I think Hoosiers want things that probably have more gray and, well, I'll say people in Kansas showed they want more gray and less black and white. And the question will be whether Hoosiers do too, and it'll be interesting to see.
So what happens now, Tom? Can anything get enough votes over the next week, in your opinion, in a conference report to get to the governor's desk?
I don't know that we know what people believe, because I don't know they've had time to decide what they believe. So I don't know what a bill would look like that would be the right balance, to be very honest. And, you know, to be fair, everybody at the General Assembly, I don't, for one, believe any of them don't truly and personally hold their beliefs. And that's the difficulty at this, is there's a lot of different beliefs about this, and it's a spectrum. And it's very hard to reach any sort of consensus when you're in that situation.
Kip, about a minute left. You saw the Chamber of Commerce and other CEOs speaking out against this. There's clearly going to be an impact on the business community, don't you think? Are lawmakers even taking that into consideration?
Well, I think it's going to be kind of, it's going to be bigger than people anticipate now, and we're not going to hear about the things we didn't get, right? There have been a couple of things this week, Gen Con being one. There's going to be a whole lot of those things where people just don't consider Indiana because of this law. Now, there's going to be other states that do it. How many states that follow Indiana's lead is yet to be known, but we compete with Illinois, we compete with Ohio, we compete with Michigan on all kinds of things. And there's just going to be certain folks that don't want to move to Indiana because they feel like women have fewer rights than men do. And that's going to have an impact. There's no way around it.
Tom, 20 seconds, close us out. Tom, your final thoughts.
I think we lost.
Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. So you know what? But we'll leave it right there. Kip, you want to say something before we go?
Well, I think that we need to keep in mind the future of the state in a holistic sense. Okay. And as we make these decisions, it includes business, attracting talent, and other things. Yeah. And I hope they do it.
Okay. We'll see what happens. Gentlemen, thank you. We'll be right back. And thank you for joining us for All Indiana Politics this week. We'll be back here next Sunday morning at 9:30, also over online at wishtv.com.
From Wish TV, this is All Indiana Politics Podcast on the All Indiana Podcast Network. Watch All Indiana Politics live Sunday mornings at 9:30 on Wish TV and at wishtv.com. Subscribe to this podcast and listen weekly here on the All Indiana Podcast Network. And be sure to discover even more great podcasts at allindianapodcastnetwork.com.